This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in a northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy early Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district police commander and his security guard. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. In Washington, the impasse drags on between congressional Republicans and Democrats over the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There is no sign that lawmakers have found a way to move forward with an impeachment trial in the Senate. Although top Republican Mitch McConnell now says he won't rule out calling witnesses as Democrats are demanding.
I think we'll find out when we come back in session where we are.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on WABC-TV says they want documents too.
The Senate should issue subpoenas for a limited set of documents that we believe will shed additional light on the administration's decision-making regarding the delay in security assistance funding to Ukraine.
McConnell has indicated he's looking to the 1999 impeachment trial of President Clinton to form a framework, although Schumer argues this is much different because key witnesses haven't yet testified under oath. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for more on this story or any of the top stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced 5 people to death and 3 others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
That was, of course, a story about North Korea and the stalemate in talks between the two nations. Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space, peace, and security. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
China's foreign ministry says its country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The State Department has withdrawn the U.S. ambassador to Zambia after he strongly criticized the South African country for jailing a gay couple for having sex. A State Department spokesperson says Ambassador Daniel Foote's job in Zambia is no longer tenable because Zambian President Edgar Lungu says he no longer wants to work with Foote. When Zambian officials criticized Foote's reaction, he said all they want are diplomats with open pocketbooks and closed mouths. Nearly 2,000 people took to the streets of India's capital Monday in a silent protest organized by opposition parties against the controversial citizenship bill that critics say discriminates against Muslims. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month. Repeating our top story, officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in the northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy early Tuesday, killing a district police commander and a security guard. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.